food.
And say you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie. You know what you'd call that?
I don't know what you'd call it. It's good.
I was wondering if you'd say sauce or gravy or
dip.
Well,
you could call it something like that. You would call it a gravy, I don't think. Because I've eaten milk and cream, and I've even put cream in syrup, so I've eaten with a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's good over, you know, all kind of pie milk is.
Uh-huh.
Good for you. I guess you'd call it a topping.
Okay. And, say food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Between meals snack, I guess.
Okay. And, you say this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
You ate breakfast, I guess.
Okay, you say yesterday at that time I'd already...
Already?
And you say tomorrow I will...
Eat that same time.
Okay. And, you're talking about coffee. If you want some coffee, you say, I think I'll go...
Go make some coffee.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might pour yourself a...
Make it... Pour your cup full before you eat.
Okay. Or you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a...
Some water?
And you pour the water into a...
To your cup?
Or a bigger thing like...
Yeah, dipper.
Or what you have over there that...
Oh, them cups.
Or big things that you drink, say you drink iced tea out of.
Yeah, glass.
Okay. And you say that glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
And so you say somebody has what that glass, somebody has...
Cracked it.
Whereas... Talking about breaking the glass.
Somebody cracked it, I guess.
Okay. And, say, if you were real thirsty, you might say, I what? A lot of...
I drank a lot of water, a lot of tea, or a lot of coffee.
Uh-huh. And you might ask me, how much of you...
Have you drank?
And, we'd say, we certainly do... What, a lot of water?
Drank a lot of water.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, waiting for you to come in there, you'd tell them, go ahead and...
Go ahead and sit down.
And so you say, so then he went ahead and...
Go ahead and eat.
Or you told him to sit down, so you say, so then he...
That's a blessing.
And say, if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed, you'd tell him, go ahead and...
Go ahead and pass them, I guess.
Or you'd say, go ahead and...
Go ahead and eat.
Uh-huh. I mean, would you say, go ahead and help yourself or take some? Or...
Yeah, pass them until you help yourself.
Okay. And so you say, so then he went ahead and what, himself to the potatoes?
Helped himself.
And so ask him to pass them over to me since he had already... What, himself?
Already got his.
Okay. Would you ever say, help himself?
Help yourself. Hope yourself or something.
Wait, do you say help?
Or help, most of the time you say help yourself.
Uh-huh. And say if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
Don't like it. I don't care for it.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Warmed over or left over.
Okay. And you say you put food in your mouth and then you... And you begin to...
Begin to chew it, I guess.
Okay. And, say, if something was cooking and it made a good impression.
You better let me see about this, too.
If something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just...
Smell good.
Okay, would you say just that?
Just smelled good.
Uh-huh. Did you tell someone just smell that or smell off that? Or?
Yeah, just smell it and see how it smells.
Okay. And you mentioned syrup. Did you ever hear that called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Yeah, molasses.